It's going past the 10 o'clock hour, welcoming you to the best conversation on Lagos Radio. This is What's Up Lagos. We are the nation's number one talk, news and sports radio station, and we are live from Itumiyang Crescent, right here in Victoria Island, Lagos. My name is Mary Anacon, welcoming you to the show. Thank God it's Friday. As usual on Friday, we put it to you directly, yes, with our wigs on and yes, our gown also properly pressed. But in the meantime, how has your week been? I hope you had an incredible week, because I have. I cannot wait for the weekend. I look forward to the weekend because big things are going. In the meantime, as we start off the show, we start off as usual with our sound off, sounding off on social, economic, political, and sometimes issues that you and I can connect to. Yes, we sound off on every and anything. And today we're going to be sounding off on something that's happening in Sudan again. And right after that, we will go into, I put it to you, I love Fridays, because Fridays is like that day where you get to let your hair down and just have a good time and just not have to worry about too many serious things, you know, because that's how the week is winding down. We're all winding down. We're just saying, ah, thank God, dude, no more speaking plenty English, you know, but, you know, you get to eat. Yes.
My dear,
you get to eat. Well, I know a lot of people look forward to Fridays. I look forward to Thursdays, because Thursdays remind me of Fridays, and then Fridays come and then it's just like yes. So are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Baduba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3, Nigeria in
bulk. Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. And we want to quickly just, you know, if you listen to the news this morning and all through the day, you must have heard about the fact that Nigerians were stranded in Sudan. Yes, there was a little setback. We put it, you know, subtly, that there was a little setback on their way home as drivers of the buses conveying them abandoned the journey halfway. You heard me. Apparently, the drivers refused to continue with the journey over payment issues, leaving Nigerian citizens in an even worse situation in a war-torn region, by the way. Reports reaching us confirmed that some Nigerian students are yet to make it to Khartoum, where the evacuation is taking place from Umdurman City. Yes, and that's where most of our female students are being hosted. Although we hear that they must have, you know, continued with the journey. But I'm asking, you know, I always ask these questions, that why does our own have to be like this? For the want of a better way to describe it, pardon my street lingo, everything they get K-leg. Why? It's unfortunate. I mean, why can't we just get in and get out, clean sweep? If you're giving, tasking people, drivers, with the lives of your citizens to get them out of a war-torn region, and thank goodness there's been some ceasefire and there's going to be an extension, why not do it and make sure you pay them? Pay how much is it now? I mean, if you must do it, why not do it right? Oh, it's not for you to sit on Twitter and you know, hurl insults at people who are asking you questions. When it's time to act, act. Give us no reason to moan or murmur or nag about how you do it, can you just not do it for once? Because it makes me question the value that we place on the lives of our people. I always ask this when it comes to stuff like this, prioritizing the people of Nigeria. Because you go through hell and high waters, you fight so hard, lives are lost, blood is shed to want to lead us. And then when it comes to the time for you to show that leadership quality, you drop the ball. It's embarrassing. It's like saying, oh, the United Kingdom is trying to evacuate its nationals, and then the drivers say, we're stopping halfway, we're not going again because they have not paid us. It's unheard of. Or the US, or let's not even go too far, Ghana. Why must our own be like this?
Doesn't it tell on the reputation of Nigeria as a whole? Because, I mean, you'd find that when news like this comes out, everybody's happy. I mean, we're here applauding. Oh, this is good. It's not every time we sound off on the bad things that, you know, these people do. Let's also give them some thumbs up. And this happens. This is the reason why, you know, Nigerians in diaspora would agree that most times people don't respect us. Because they see how our government treat us and they're like, I mean, you people are not that valued. What's why are you carrying your shoulder up? And Marianne, I don't know if the drivers are Nigerians, because some people will be quick to blame them. Oh, this is a human life situation. Why should you be?
No, but it's a job.
It's right.
It's a life-risking job.
This also goes on to show that they've lost trust. I mean, I could actually do a service for you, even if you haven't paid me, knowing very well that, I mean, Miran is a lady of integrity and she would definitely pay me.
But do these drivers trust you?
That's the thing. That's the thing. So just before you're quick to say about this is a human die or live situation and life and death, they should know, they should prioritize the people more than the money. Know that again, just like you and I. There's no trust. Yeah, that's it. That's why we're always having these conversations about if we do better. See the way we are just disgracing ourselves in the outside. Things that we are very sure that might not never happen with other countries. Oh, giant of Africa.
And then they'll say, oh, it costs a lot of money. Well, it does, but can you place a value on life? Can you put a price on the lives of the people that are there? Or maybe you don't care. Or do you? So why are we having this conversation? I'm not going to name names, but the next time you want to insult people on Twitter, you know yourself. Do your job first and do it right. Then when people start to question you, you have the right answers for them instead of insulting them. And that's Sound Off. I'll take it to Lagos, to Lagos. All right. 18 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome. This court, ladies and gentlemen, is in session. Court. And this court is going to be presided by the Honorable Justice S-A-N-D-D-G Ogboju 419.
My Lord, I greet you. Wait. Marianne, you go good. What kind of name?
My Lord, we did not mean to laugh. It's just
your name is very
interesting.
My lord. We haven't heard that kind of name before in this part of
my
the
lord,
world.
My lord, pardon.
Could
our
you
expression.
Introduce where you? Can you tell us a little about?
Why
yourself?
Are you questioning my lord?
I just want to know, like, a background of who.
My lord. My lord. Please pardon this. Young lady's ignorance. She's still new to the courts.
That's fine. Yes. My lord, I greet you once again.
All right, let's look at the case. Case for today. Please introduce the case.
Why do I have to always
from
be the
from the
one
docket.
Why do I always have to be the one who introduces?
Because you're the youngest in this court. You're still learning the ropes.
No problem.
Is it because we let you speak in this court?
I will do that out of my humility, my lord. Three blind mice, the case says. Three blind mice, again it says. See how they run. See how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a thing in your life as three blind mice? My lord, I would like to answer the question before the last one. The statement before the last question. Did you ever see such
present
a thing
your
in your
case.
Life?
Present your
My
case.
Lord, I'd like to say no. But then that's the case this morning. Three blind mice.
My Lord, may I approach?
You may disapproach if you want.
My Lord, I just want to pose a question, my Lord. Is this an animal rights court? Because it's like this lady keeps bringing cases about animals. But I'll leave it there.
How do I bring the case?
My Lord.
The cases come before the Honorable Court, my
this
Lord.
This is...
For people who want justice.
Please don't talk upon my talk.
Okay.
Don't talk upon my talk, please. My Lord, this is a clear case of animal rights abuse. How will the farmer's wife cut off the tail of this so-called blind mice? Why? Why would you use a carving knife if you're not evil? If you're not one who hates God's creation, for you to cut off the nail, the tail, I beg your pardon, of these three mice? Why, my Lord, is this not another clear case of animal abuse? And that's why I have these animal rights group here in the, you know, sitting in court, because these people are here to testify against this farmer's wife who's been not just abusing these mice, but then abusing other animals. And who's to say that some of those animals that are limping in her farm is not as a result of how she abuses these animals? And the poor mice, they're just living their lives, just trying to acclimatize in the farm. I mean, she might not necessarily have them as pets, but they have the right to coexist with other animals. So, my Lord, I put it to you that this woman, she's deadly to animals. I rest my case.
My Lord, before we go on a break, my Lord, I would like to just state that this country is called Nigeria. And my Lord, I don't know if you're aware of the case of Lassa fever, which is actually on the rise. On the 13th of April, 2023, my Lord, NCDC stated in the report that in total for 2023, 25 states have recorded at least one confirmed case across 99.
And how can you tell that it was the mice that caused it?
That's why we have a veterinary doctor here in the court.
Can you say that it was
my Lord,
this mice?
You see that Marian Dugo has once again...
Do you have that it was these three mice that
I
are
didn't
spreading Lassa fever?
Why are you so quick?
Why do you come to this court with false evidence?
To always not allow me finish?
Why do you bring this kind of false evidence to this court? You are always here to try to pull the wool over my Lord's eyes. And my Lord
truth,
they will not cover your eyes.
My Lord, truth my doesn't Lord. Argue. Mm. Truth provides facts. Mm. I have not even finished stating my case before she started getting
gone
jumpy.
To no.
72% of all confirmed cases were reported from Ondo, Edo, and Bauchi states.
Mm.
My Lord, I'd like to posit that this thing happened in Edo states.
My goodness.
Three blind
Why
mice.
Why do you lie like this? The farmer's wife lives Mrs. here in Guavon. Lagos. Why are you lying?
Mrs. Guavon will come.
You're lying.
Mrs. Guavon will
the
speak
farmer's
for her.
Wife lives here in Lagos. Just by, the, as if you want to turn to Ogun State. Why are you lying? And that's where her farm is. Why are you lying? This is my problem,
you,
my Lord.
I'm telling you.
All of a sudden, it's in Edo State.
My Lord.
Ah.
My Lord, we want to take a break now.
Ah.
When we come back.
My Lord, before we go on
go
the
beyond
break.
Any doubt to prove to you that this case
my Lord,
is worth being in this court this
you
morning.
See, you see this lawyer that did not finish law school.
You see
keeps
this lawyer
coming
that,
with fake
that went
evidence
to
the court. My Lord, today.
What's the name of that university again? My Lord, you saw what she's. You see what she's even wearing.
I went to Harvard.
That's okay.
In case you did not realize,
Harvard when you're no paja.
And you went to that school.
That cyber cafe.
That Nyamri school. That's
you went
what you
to.
Went
you
to.
Went to Harvard. One cyber. Fact, the name of the cyber cafe is Harvard.
I think I'm too posh to be having this conversation with you. It's
nobody's,
very condescending.
Nobody's arguing that with you. Just bring forth
too posh.
Bring forth your point.
Well, my evidence is that you hate animals, and you are also one
How
of those people who think that animals, harmless animals like rats and cats, are demonic, and I will prove it to this court.
I've not even gone there
my
yet.
Lord.
But she's, you see,
we'll be back.
I haven't even gone there.
My
but
Lord.
That's okay.
We'll be back. We'll be back.
All right, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is What's Up Lagos. And of course, today is the Thursday that you all have been waiting
Friday.
For. Today's Friday.
Girl.
Oh, yeah, true.
Girl.
Oh,
wake up.
You know why? Mm. You know why I'm still sleeping. Yeah,
I
this
know.
Is the Friday that you've been
she
waiting for.
She spent the night at mine. She didn't sleep.
Yes, CGIF, baby. So, I put it to you, is what we are doing today. And of course, the case has been read to you. It's about three blind mice that have been on the run chasing a particular woman. And of course, we are in court. And before we went on that break,
I don't like how you put it. Sorry.
Sorry for what?
A farmer's wife, my lord, with due respect.
Okay.
Cut off the tail of these mice.
Marianne.
Because I'll tell you, my lord, hold on, hold on, because I don't like my case to be misrepresented.
These I thought you said it was my case.
According to this
now,
lady.
Is your case?
No, okay. No, because I'm here to defend the mice.
Okay.
These mice were just going on their jolly way. And this lady
jolly way
thought to use a carving knife because she heard that there is, according to the council here, that there is Lassa fever. Who told you that it was those three nice jolly mice that actually, you know, were the ones spreading the Lassa fever? Why would you carry fake news?
If you allow me speak, maybe you understand.
And
you haven't
lord,
even gotten the background of my argument
this
yet.
This farmer's okay. wife hates animals. I know that there are limping animals in her husband's farm, and who's to say that she's not responsible for it?
Mm.
And this woman, from all of the investigations we've carried out, she says that they came from the village. Which village? Did you follow them? Did you pay their transport?
I haven't
transport?
Even mentioned that. I have not even gone there.
I didn't say you said.
But now...
From investigation...
But now, they, from
your,
which investigation?
You mentioned. Women,
you mentioned that there was no investigation before bringing this case to court.
No, and I
that
said on your part.
Now.
On your part. I did due diligence.
Let it be known.
And from
to
all
this
I have
court,
seen, this woman just hates anything that is in the likes of a
this freedom
a
of
rat,
expression. You can choose to like and hate whatever
or
you want.
Cats, because she thinks that they have spiritual connotations.
No.
Who's says
we
that.
Haven't even said that.
This is no case.
We haven't even gotten there.
My lord,
but
I
you,
think that this
you are ahead
of
yourself.
Of
my lady colleague is ahead of herself.
This is a waste
now,
of time.
The
my
issue,
lord, throughout this case.
The case says, the case I read says there were three blind mice.
How can you tell that they were blind?
No, but that's
how
the thing.
How can you
hold
tell
on,
that they were blind?
Hold on, hold
and
on.
If they were blind,
and
how
that's
were,
the reason
why were
why
they running after your lady?
And that's the thing.
How? So you
let
your
me
people
speak.
Did not do
okay.
due diligence. You call them blind, but then they're
okay.
running after your farmer's wife.
Okay, hold on. Now, three blind mice were running after.
I'm not saying I know this walk past you.
No, knowing the walk does not mean I shall
see.
If you allow me speak, then you know who knows this walk. But you're not letting me speak. My lord, you they see now. Anyway, so three blind mice were chasing after the farmer's wife, and now we didn't even know at the time. She didn't even know at the time that they were blind, but she noticed that these three blind mice kept running after her. Then, of course, for self-defense, I mean, we are humans, right? She did what was necessary. She cut off their tail. I mean, and it wasn't that she was aiming for the tail. She was just...
Were you there?
Lucky. I mean, she has...
Oh, she told you that she wasn't
yes,
aiming.
Of course, my client has told me what happened. She told me
my
what
lord,
was
My lord, she used the carving
now, she
knife.
Cut them.
You know what a carving
she
knife
cut
looks
them.
Like, my lord, because I'm going to present it as
now,
evidence.
Now, she used the carving knife to cut them, and that was just even a very lucky...
You know what a carving cut. Knife is, dear counsel. You're
that
making
happened.
A case, but you do not know
that
what a carving
happened.
Knife is.
And, I mean, that's why we have the veterinary doctor is here in
Well,
in,
he's not an expert in knives, is he?
Yes. Maybe we'll hear from him. And now, after examining this mice, we find out that they're actually blind. Now, that raises suspicion. How can three blind mice be chasing her? How were they able to chase
Again,
her?
Again, you and your
now, that's
counsel
why this is even in court, because
came to the conclusion
there are
lots
of angles that we have to look at this from.
We're blind, but if you ask me.
Then again, lastly.
Blind mice don't
lastly,
run.
Lastly, that's the thing. That's where there's a comma.
You're contradicting yourself, my dear
no,
colleague.
I am saying when the examination was going on.
Thank you very much.
See, when the examination was going on, that was when the veterinary doctor found out that these mice were blind. Then again, and she also noticed that her children were already having symptoms that she couldn't explain.
Mm.
Symptoms like fever.
And she blamed it on the poor mice.
When she, general weakness.
When we conducted an examination in her kitchen, her bathroom, everywhere looked like...
So this mice
she,
had...
She doesn't
they
clean
had
up.
Contaminated
now,
her
all
produce.
Of a sudden, you're saying that it was the mice. How dare you?
The mice had
How
contaminated, my lord, her produce. And that's why we have this case in court this morning.
Well, the case has been open to all the... chambers that are listening
all over
in.
The world.
Yes, if you're a chamber that is interested in this case and you have come with evidence, let's talk. 0700 993 993 993. Three, according to them, with three blind mice. But I know that blind people don't run; they walk slowly and are guided. But these people are not just shaming the mice that they're blind; they're also shaming them that they, you know, that they're spiritual animals. All right, the numbers are 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. We'd like to hear from you. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Or send us a WhatsApp message on 0809-597-5805. You can join the conversation if you're in diaspora. You can use a Skype. Call us on Skype or Nigeria Info on Skype. We'd like to hear from you. Go ahead.
Now, the case again says three blind mice. See how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a thing in your life? As three blind mice.
Aside from your farmer's wife, who saw how she cut off their tail? And how can they tell that they're blind? Again, I hold the position.
Investigation.
That these, no, what we investigated, and these mice.
When you hold something real close, can't you see them?
Clearly.
We have a doctor here who treats animals. Who can confirm?
Carved their tails with a carving knife. She is barbaric, my lord, and we need to throw this case out and then charge her for animal rights.
We're not throwing this case
abuse.
Out. We are looking for compensation.
Let's go to
on the
other,
produce that has been contaminated by these mice,
it's
my lord.
Okay.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Thanks to Leke for Sagam Shimba and everything.
Okay. By Sir Leke, go ahead. Make your case.
Okay. If I may approach the bench, my lord.
Please, reproach.
I put it to you that according to the statistics and the facts that my Neleko is very perfect in being in this court. I believe that this case is raised by Barrister Feta.
Thank you very much for sticking to the truth.
The second colleague is trying to manipulate the case.
So, she's trying to manipulate the case, right?
Yes.
Do you know? Can you spell manipulate? Spell manipulate. Spell manipulate. Spell manipulate. You are here speaking grammar that you cannot even spell.
Manipulate backwards.
Not allow other people to even.
My dear lady colleague, I put it to you that you don't know what you're saying. Barrister Leke, you have no point.
Barrister Leke, we need more of you. We need more people like you.
We need you to move
in this profession.
We're not coming anything up. I say spare, manipulate. You cannot spare. You cannot prove anything, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you very much. May the truth prevail. We need
all
more people like
and bail
you.
Lawyers will come here and say manipulate. Spell manipulate. If you spell manipulate, we'll give this case to you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Woo!
Cheers to life.
Love you. This energy is made in heaven. Woo!
Good
this
morning.
Thing is not a recording that you are playing for us.
No, I'm not recording it. I'm actually driving. If I was actually sitting in the house, I'd be longer than that.
You can show yourself, sir. And identify yourself and your chambers, please.
Well, the chamber is under construction.
Wow.
My name is Barrister.
Oh, dear Barrister.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. I think I want to defend the lady based on the following points. Mm-hmm. Well, she claimed the mice had destroyed her produce,
yes,
and all of that. Seta, am I right?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. And from the submission of Marianne, the mice are blind.
No.
They're not blind.
Blind people or blind animals don't run. Please.
Exactly. So how do blind mice or, well, perhaps they were following her maybe because she had a particular smell that is enticing them.
Enticing them. Really?
And in the, just looking for a way to scare them away, she swung the bent knife.
You understand?
That three of their tails.
Oh, but she must be a marksman.
Oh, hold on,
she's,
hold
she's
on.
She's very good at these knives, huh?
She's a farmer.
There's an intentional act that we need to prove. You can't fling a knife at three mice and it will chop off three of their tails at the
it
same
was,
time.
It was
that
a lucky throw.
Done it one after the other.
She was a, it was a target practice. Yes, intentional.
Yeah. So for that, that woman should be fined.
Thank you for
fine.
Animal
You're
endangerment.
Fined for what?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My lord, I'd like to remind this court that rats are rodents. And
say
people keep
what?
Saying that, how did they find out?
There are guinea pigs.
A rat finds it very difficult to run without their tail. She was able to catch these rats and bring them to the doctor
who, upon examination, found out that you're actually contradicting yourself. Mice that are their tails have been cut off, they find it very difficult to run. But you said, you brought a case saying that these three first are blind.
Yeah.
And then you say they were running after
you,
the farmer's
They
wife.
Were running.
Who
I'm
had?
Talking about
listen,
after the
listen,
tail. After
get,
she had
I don't
cut
think
off the
taught,
tail.
Did they teach you law in English? Because I think they used it.
Listen.
It's
it was
to teach
after.
You. Wait,
no,
let me
you can't
you
say that to
this.
Me. My lord, she's being rude to me.
No, my lord.
My lord, she would not
she
allow
not
me to state
English.
My case.
She read it here to this court, my lord. She said that three blind mice, see how they run.
Mm-hmm.
They're running after the farmer's wife. Who? Cut off the so
yes,
she had
after,
cut off no,
yeah,
no 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 no
after
no.
she cut
no, no,
off
no,
the
no,
tail
no, no,
was
no, no.
when she took them
no,
to the doctor.
They were running after her after she had cut off their tail. That's what you presented.
No,
and you're contradicting yourself.
We can read it again.
It's a lie. We're
going
to we're bringing other lawyers in. Lies. Hello, good morning.
What's up, lady?
What's up?
Cheers to life. It's okay.
Cherish to life.
Identify yourself and your chambers.
Yeah, this is Barrister Lawale from Sabuyaba, Shema.
Okay.
Sabuyaba chambers.
Oh, yeah, now. Approach.
Yeah. Let me approach. Yeah, according to the case of one, Barrister Peter trying too hard to cover what I don't know what to put here, but I don't know what she's seeing. How at first, why are the mice choosing the woman?
Really? Is that even the question?
One. Secondly, why did
the Why would a dog see you and start to chase you?
Maybe I stole something now.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
The woman might have committed maybe something of They are chasing the woman for a reason. The woman never presented the reason why the males are chasing her. She just caught their tails off. So I think Peter is trying so hard to cover.
To cover what?
Animal rights abuse.
What are you talking about?
Because
what rights?
Well,
you have your animal rights people
here.
Maybe they can tell
why
us.
Why would you cut off? Why would she call them the mice? Their teeth.
Self defense.
What are they?
Why were they running after her? What do they want from her?
Why are they chasing her?
My lady colleague, I'd like to ask you: do you like rats?
No, I'm asking you.
No, let me ask you: do you like rats?
Why are you questioning?
How many rats do you have in your house?
What is it?
Do you keep rats as pets? Do you like rats?
Wait. Well,
are you comfortable having rats around
can
you?
Can the rats start chasing in your house, my dear Leonard colleague?
Can they chase me?
I'm the one asking the question. If you can answer my question, then I'll answer yours. How
but
many
he's
rats
not going
do you
to
have?
Answer your question.
How many rats do you
can
have in your house? How comfortable are you having rats around you?
Answer
my dear, you're
my lord, I put
dead
it
host.
To you that I don't think there's anybody who can come to this honorable court and say they're comfortable with rats.
You are speaking English.
Even in this court.
She's trying to cover up. Thank you, my dear Leonard colleague, for calling.
Even in this court,
this
my
is
lord,
the problem.
I am not
this
sure. We don't
problem.
Have rats in
you
this court.
You bring frivolous cases to this court and you can't even defend it.
Do not say that.
Look at it.
Do not say that.
Look at it. Look at them. Hello, my dear Leonard colleague. Name yourself and your chambers. These Leonard colleague.
People that you went to rally to come now. They can't even defend
you,
themselves.
Oh, now all of a sudden it's my people.
You are rallying people to come out support you now. They can't even defend themselves.
Hello.
But that's okay.
Good morning.
The truth
What's
will
up, Lagos?
Prevail.
Hello. Later,
you can't call twice. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have to take other Leonard colleagues.
Let's go to WhatsApp. This is Madaluru Chamber. I think the two lawyers in the studio right now are going to jail or 10 million. You will bring 69 shorties and one of your enemy must have a property in Banana Island and he or she must sign and he or she must be set and won't get again. See, Balogun Kenneth, I don't understand what this means.
Dear Balogun, go back to law school. Thank you.
Now, one of the lawyers here, our learned colleague from a chamber that is not indicated, sends this video showing that blind men can actually run. And he says, objection, blind people can run.
We're not talking about blind people
here. And the three rat could run better. That's what he said.
That's fake evidence. It cannot be admissible in court.
Barrister Ahmed from Isashi Chamber says, I put it to you that those mice are not innocent as they look. And if the farmer's wife had not stopped them in their track, our budget would be in their stomach now.
What does the budget have to do with this? My God! Look at these people!
Is it not safe to say that she was doing, she did the nation a service?
She went after the wrong rats.
What's up, Lagos?
I thought it was a snake and a monkey.
You can't put it past these animals. You can't put it past them. You know, can I take this message or you want to take a call?
No, go ahead.
All right, what's up, Lagos? This is barrister Luke Goodenboy from Zamunda Chambers.
Oh, Zamunda.
My lord, this blind mouse is 8 satifi.
Mice.
She said mouses.
You have to go back to school, sir.
8 satifi away from my neighbor's certificates. Now the certificate.
How can you ascertain that these were the same ones?
And now the certificate is
the most. Did you write their name on their bodies?
The tail cutting is too mild a judgment to be passed on them.
Who my may lord, be judge and jury?
I will suggest this honorable court tie these mice to an hydrogen balloon and release them into the sky. At least we can say we have a hand in their death because we don't know if they will survive.
We no go agree.
He said,
animal rights.
Wait.
We no go agree.
At least.
We no go agree. We no.
Can you support
order
it?
In this court?
Can you support
these are the
a
animal rights
cause.
People saying Mary, you cannot treat call. Animals that way.
Can you support a better cause though?
This is very, very barbaric. And
I'm not even drawing. At least we can't say we have a hand in their death because we don't know if they will survive or not. Shout out to Mommy Yo and my celebrity girlfriend. Shout out to them. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, my fellow learned colleagues. May I introduce myself to this honorable court as High Barrister Abe Esquire and Exquire. Ex-Barrister. On this case, I want to loudly state my own logo partial and unsentimental place that the woman was hungry for some unequatorial bush mammals.
I didn't see this angle. She wanted to eat the mice. My goodness, as bush meat. God bless you, barrister. From where are you calling
didn't
from?
Even, so we can't use
I
this.
Thank you because you have given us a new
this
angle.
Submission because it didn't indicate.
Is that because he's a private
chambers?
Investigator?
Nope.
He does
then,
not want his name to be known.
Then we should have indicated
no.
that. We can't use this.
So this is it.
See, we have laws.
And we're trying
them.
To do an animal conservation
we have laws,
here.
We don't follow them.
And your people are complaining
you're
about Lassa fever.
You always
so this woman
justice.
Has been using
I am so disappointed in your qualifications.
And that's why her children are sick.
As a barrister.
My lord, throw this case out. Throw this case out, my lord. This woman has been engaging in eating all kinds of unsavory animals. And
lord,
here we are in court wasting our time. My
this
lord,
is the face
we are going on a break.
Of a defendant
this court is
who
in
has
recess.
Something to hide.
This court is in recess. We'll be back, my lord. My lord, if
I
you
go
know,
off your mic.
My lord, I go punch person for this court. Then they carry me there.
My lord,
hey, my lord.
Coming
hey.
Out.
My lord, we are going on recess. Yes. In case you're just joining us, as I put it to you, it's Friday. Every Friday on WhatsApp Lagos, we take you to court because judgment awaits every single nursery rhyme. Does it not bother you that this particular, this lawyer, this my dear learned colleague, keeps bringing animal issues to court?
If it's a pressing issue, why not bring it to court for some solution?
My lord, are you okay? My lord, I just
my
want
lord,
to check your blood pressure.
You were palpitating. What's happening? Because I'm
you
sorry,
want to
my,
kill
lord.
My lord.
You want bottled water, my lord?
My lord, I want to kill you. This girl wants to kill you.
My lord, if you pass this year and nothing happens to you, you cannot die again, my lord. Because the cases that come before you, my lord, you too much.
minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos at 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Mary Anna Conan. She is.
Feta.
And we're both lawyers today. Mm-hmm. We're both lawyers. Yeah. Properly decked in our wigs and our gowns. And
my lord,
dressed.
Forget all this.
My lord, before we went on the break, my lord,
I was. I realized I mentioned this.
My lord, I'm being decent now, my lord, and she's being, you know, uncouth right now.
Who's been uncouth?
My lord.
It's you. You've not allowed me to say anything since.
May I approach? Yes.
People on WhatsApp are crying that why is she not allowing me to speak?
My lord.
My lord.
She alluded to the fact that. She talked about the fact that her client's children are feeling somewhat sick.
Symptoms.
And they're having symptoms. But now we have evidence that's been admissible in court that she's been engaging, her client, I beg your pardon, has been engaging in unsavory eating habits such as eating bushmeat and rats and this is because I said it that the
my
way
lord,
that she went
this was an entry
details,
by another learned colleague
is
supposing
my lord
the,
my
it
lord,
has not even been
the
investigated
way that she used
I would,
the carving
I
knife
appreciate
too many lawyers
how
have
you keep throwing things at my client
that she did this calculatedly meaning that she's been doing this my lord and so now that she's blaming all of this on Lassa fever it is her who's been making her children sick, eating unsavory meat. I rest my case, my lord.
My lord, I'd like to also let this honorable court know that as I have proved, and she confided in me, I mean, I have to speak to my client and she has to divulge some certain information to me, that she was the one who single-handedly took these mice to the doctor who is seated here. If she really wanted to harm these mice, would she have done that after cutting off by mistake?
That's not true, my lord.
Cutting off their tails.
These mice were taken to
it was after,
the vet.
It was in the process of the examination by this doctor that it was found out that these mice were blind in
no,
the first
she
place
lied.
And have
her neighbors,
the disease.
Her good neighbors
that is
took these mice
but
to
I rest
their
my
vet
case because, she didn't
because they have
anything,
a vet.
But that's okay.
They took the mice to the vet and she's lying that, oh, it's when we got to the vet that we found out that the mice were blind.
She didn't say that. She didn't say that way.
Liar.
That's another lie. That's not how she said it.
The phone lines are open now. The neighbors are going to be here. To call. Yes, neighbor. Neighbor that took the mice to
please farmer
who
was just subsistence farmer
neighbor
no problem
0700-993-993-993 0700-993-993-993 that's the number for you to call and posit your position or if you're a lady call 01465-7190 because you see the charge and bail lawyer every time you come here and be wasting my time that's it. Eh? Go back to see Alamba.
If I'm wasting
I
your
told
time,
you.
Why do you still come and prove you want to
and
prove
on
something?
WhatsApp, ladies and gentlemen, send a WhatsApp message to 0809-597-5805. We die here.
You like trouble.
We die here.
They don't want to fight me.
We die here.
All right, now.
That's why we're lawyers. Hello, good morning, okay. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear, please
try to make
call
it back.
Back.
Okay, this person says, what's up, Lagos? I introduce myself as High Barrister Abbey Esquire. Since we all are called to bar, I want to pray this honorable court to grant us the permission to meet at the bar since it's the weekend to enable us to come to a compromise. Get out of here! Anyway, I know Marianne will want to do that.
Why are you insulting
our dear
colleague?
I have more cases to investigate, so I won't do that. What's up, Lagos? This is Barrister... Roland DiCarlo from Jedi Chambers.
Sucre.
Learned colleagues, please, have you watched these Yoruba films? Olongbo Jigolo, Ewure Iya Osogbo. If you have not watched these films, then you must remember the snake that swallowed millions in Jam Office. Then the snake that swallowed millions... the monkey that swallowed millions too in this our Nigeria. Please, I put it to you, my lord. We must go to North Korea to buy nuclear weapons to totally destroy these animals that want to shorting our rations.
Using
I
a
never
sledgehammer to kill
food.
An ant?
That's
what
he
said.
I never chop belly food.
Beds of the same feather. Look at them. Using a sledgehammer to kill an ant.
Okay.
That's a shame.
My honorable jury, this is a case about a woman who harassed, chased, and amputated my clients, the mice. The mice, after being carefully examined by a veterinary...
My lord, this is what Izalamba does.
Wait now. Veterinarian...
Vet. Just say vet.
Okay. Examined by vet, discovered that they are blind. Good. As you all know, mice can be a pet. although rodents but not rats. Like every animals and humans with instincts, they find, seek, and hide. Also, neurobiology have confirmed that mice have a range of facial expressions. Good. They use machine vision to spot familiar human emotions like pleasure, disgust, nausea, pain, and fear. No doubt, relaying for food and shelter with your sounds. Coming in contact with the lady must have scared them, and then find way to hide for their life. The lady who may have a disgust for mice chased and cut their mice tails. That is why we are here today, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I love this. This is amazing. This is brilliant. But you didn't put your name. You didn't state your name. Why? From which chambers is this?
Invalid.
Innocent. Barrister Innocent from Surulere Chambers.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name and what chambers are you coming from?
This is Barrister Abraham from Akara Chambers.
Ah.
Yeah, I know this house right there. The place my mama carry me go learn work. After they don't come out my certificate to practice law last week, my guard did there, so I got fish out. Meanwhile, as a barrister and co-counsel for the woman, I want to first tell my lord that I have put in for my second degree in animal law.
Mm-hmm.
Since in this court of law, it's only animals who want to be defended. Every week, animals. From dog to rat to cat to bird.
To lamb, to sheep, to lamb.
Ever since stretch has gone to the egg and they will not come back because I don't think they release people from the egg. It is only animals we have been defending here.
But we'll defend people my tomorrow. Lord,
that this woman did not do it very well. It is their head she should have caught.
How dare because you come to this court and advocate for animal rights abuse, eh? How dare you? That's why they collected that first certificate. You will never graduate. I promise you will never graduate.
Why are you always defensive of the wrong things?
You know how dangerous mice are?
Oh.
Because they used to eat animals from your place. Megan,
how dare you come on this show to malign my place? Where's my place?
Roasted.
What's the meaning of that?
Duck meat.
Duck meat.
Yeah, always defending animals every time. Megan. That's my case. Bye.
Animals have rights too, eh? Yes.
Animals life matter.
Animals life matter. How dare you?
I do a white t-shirt.
Because they eat duck meat. 12 minutes on the clock. We are still talking about three blind mice, according to my colleague here. I don't know how she ascertained that they were blind and they were running at the same time.
It was upon close examination that the doctor found out
that woman likes to eat rat as bushmeat, and that's why she and her children are sick.
The veterinarian.
Back to the phone line.
Marianne, say that thing.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? It's yours alive.
All right, this is Barrister Kene from the mainland chambers.
Ah, mainland. Which of the mainland, left or right?
Barrister Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
I like to ask you a few questions.
Please do ask.
Hello, may I approach you?
I'm not the one that is that's actually.
You're the one defending,
no,
so you answer.
But I'm not on
please
trial.
Please continue. Please proceed with your questions.
My lord, may I please approach
you? You may approach.
Okay, Barrister Marianne, this mice in question, I like to know, are they pets?
They are not pets. They were threats.
They are threats.
Yes.
Are you Barrister Marianne? Why are you answering on my behalf?
Okay, please go on.
These mice apparently were nice mice just walking and going on their journey.
They were running.
Hold on.
Are they pets?
According to
the mice that you
the neighbors of the farmer's wife.
Oh.
According to the neighbors of the farmer's wife, they're just little pets to this neighbor's wife. Okay.
They are pets to the neighbor's the farmer's neighbor.
Yes.
And that means they actually stepped past their boundaries.
No, she went in. She went to them.
How? They came to her farm.
No, no, she did not. It's not recorded.
It is not recorded.
No, I'll tell you why. Because the farmer's neighbors were the ones who found that this mice had been, their tails had been cut off.
And I think it's essential, I think it's essential that we have these mice in court as exhibits.
These mice are undergoing treatment, please. They cannot be here. They cannot
we
be
need
here.
To
and that's why they have counsel.
They're trying to grow their tail back.
Beyond the fact of they being pets, I want to know if they're actually dangerous pets.
They're not.
Are they the, they're are they not. The mice that have...
Mainland Chamber, hold on.
Are there pets that actually carry the fever around?
No, yes. They're not. Hold on.
The vets actually discovered that
they have it.
Are you need to answer.
And I'm going to answer you. Are you barrister, Marianne? Will you keep quiet now before I throw you out of this court?
You can't.
Let me answer you. These mice are just mice that are going on their jolly way. They're not female mice. They're just pets. And because this farmer's wife loves to eat bush meat, she has an unsavory appetite for
that
animals.
Is a speculation, please.
It's not a speculation.
Speculation.
No.
Yes.
It is an evidence that has been.
How is that evidence?
It is an evidence that this lawyer brought to court.
I didn't bring it to court.
The lawyer said that her children and her have been sick lately because of what they ate.
Mice are disease-carrying rodents?
Not all of them. I'm sorry. I put it to you that you do not know this. You are a lawyer. You are
so
not,
are
a,
you my fellow,
you are not
my
a doctor.
Colleague.
We will let the vet speak. You cannot put it to me. You are not a vet doctor. I'm sorry. I cannot take it from you.
Table, you
can only speak about law. Until then, they are not being
held
for any
reason. Thank you very much for that submission. Thank you.
The truth
will prevail.
Flawed.
The truth will prevail.
The vet is here to say that these animals are...
I brought the vet. Did you bring him?
No. I have my vet, okay? The vet that took care of these rodents.
Where's the vet?
I tell you what.
Where's the veterinarian?
Look at him here. Yes, my dear friend, you will speak soon.
Marianne, say it's veterinarian.
Say veterinarian. That's what you sound like.
Veterinarian.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Oh,
hello.
My.
Deadline. These are the people you are working with.
These are your agents.
All right.
Okay. Take that before I take this message.
All right. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Welcome to
court. What's your name and what chambers do you represent, please?
This is Barrister Peter calling from Atriokola Chambers.
Okay.
I'm Barrister Miriam.
Mm-hmm.
I think after this case, you should just resign as a lawyer. To me, you should just resign. How do you expect...
My haters, naysayers. None of you went to Yale with me. None of you went to Harvard. You don't know. You are doing charge and bail law.
You went to Yale and Harvard now.
Yes.
You're not quite
why are you even defending the lad at the first place?
Why can't I defend him? I'm the defender of the defenseless. What do you mean by that?
This is how they allowed... a snake to swallow that is his
who allowed was I there why are you bringing
you,
snake to
no,
my
if
case,
they give
my
that case
is rat the
if
same
they
as
give
snake?
That case I'm very sure you are going to defend it the same way you are still defending this rat.
Why is it your problem? Is it your rat?
It's my problem.
Is it your rat?
That woman allowed them now. You would appear another issue. It's
which woman?
They are lucky.
The woman is using them for bush meat. Look at
I'm
you.
I'm a venal man. I didn't mean it's me. I should have used them to winch up and be
happy. Oh, you see, all of you are
I'm
the same. You have come here to tell us that this is what my learner colleagues' clients
Lagos,
have been doing.
Lagos,
using
let's
it
be careful.
To eat bush meat.
You're already making me laugh so hard, my chest.
Hey, see what is happening here? It's a clear case of animal rights abuse. Just eating anything as you like, your mouth moving pyom, 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 pyom.
Barrister David Ibiam says, my lord, if I may, your own day too much. Just may, if you want to may. This is a case of ratus. This is a punishmentable offense. My lord, she should be charged for rat slaughter.
Yes, see.
Get out of here. What's up, Lagos? I think I've seen this before. Okay. My learned barrister, Fetalicious. I support you keep bringing these animal cases. Do you know what these animals do to us in our dreams at night? My lord, another
what
angle.
What a joke. What
another
a
angle,
joke.
My lord.
What if, a joke. And if, that's what I said. You bring spiritual things to these people, animals that
says,
have no case.
If not for Jesus' name and blood of Jesus, at times they pursue us in our dream and threatening us if we will never wake up. Please send those rats to life in prison. We'll do our best. Thank you very much for that submission. What's up, Lagos? This is Brightstar Honey, S-A-N, Esquire, N-S-I-R-O, P-G-R-O, A-N-N-R-O, S-Q-U-R-O, from Oni Esther Chambers, Surulere. My lord, we should not drag this issue further. If you know how annoying those rats running through that farms are, eating her crops and carrying Lassa fever up and down.
Did you see?
May I say that the wife made a mistake. She should have cut off the heads instead.
My
I
lord,
rest
do you see?
My case.
Do you see barbaric lawyers in this court?
Oh, well, so Barista
Ijeoma, they should be put behind bars.
My lord, Barista Ijeoma is here. She has something to say. Barista Ijeoma says, that woman is a very nice woman. Very soft-hearted. Oh, she knows the woman. Hey, yeah. She just scared them little by just cutting off their tail so they don't come back to that farm again. If not me, I go set nets for them. If they enter because of their thievery attitude, I go twist their neck one by one. My lord, I would like you to also know that Barista Ijeoma doesn't mean that. She's just saying to the extent at which these rats, these rodents can provoke you, my lord. Moving on, what's up, Lagos? May I beg this court to adjourn this case for me to come in and testify against those notorious rats with tenable evidences. Those rats ate my certificate just last week Tuesday at exactly 2100 hours from Barista B.
How can
from
you ascertain
Wayo
that that's
Chambers.
The rats? How can the rats live here and go to
Wayo? Yeah, very
Wayo
notorious.
Chambers?
You don't
How?
Even know. All right. Good morning, guys. This is Dr. Professor Barista Ibrahim, SAN from Bread and Beans Chambers. I think Feta have
that's
already
my favorite chambers.
I think Feta have already collaborated with that woman to accuse those rats of what they have
Thank
not done.
You.
Because there is no way mice that is blind will see or run after you.
Yes.
She just wants to take advantage of those mice because they cannot talk.
Mm.
Therefore, this case should be thrown out.
Thank
and Barista
you.
Feta and that woman
I
should
concur.
Be jailed. My
concur.
God will judge you, Barista.
I concur.
Fake
God, not
doctor.
Don't bring God into this case, please.
Nonsense. Nonsense.
You're being rude to our
I am not being rude.
Colleagues.
Oh.
Are you calling
them
nonsense?
What would you not say of you? Have you heard yourself, though?
Yes. I've heard myself. How dare you? How dare you?
Subverting justice is your hobby.
You are the one that is doing it. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
What's up? Hey. Cheers to life. That's the spirit. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, wow, this is Barista Joy from the village.
Ah, village
court. Welcome, Barista Joy. We're waiting for you.
So, this pet, this rat,
Arata.
Is this somebody's pet?
Yes.
So, how can they cut off somebody's pet?
Ask me.
What is somebody's pet looking at somebody else's property?
Yes.
Barista Joy. What
Where
is
they sue that woman?
Yes.
Barista Joy.
Yes.
Barista Joy, you disappoint
yes.
me.
Yes.
Barista Joy, you...
That woman 12 years in prison.
Yes.
Yes.
Barista Joy.
Nigeria is like this.
Barista Joy.
It's because of that woman. That's why this country is like this. Yes.
Barista Joy.
This country is not like that.
Yes.
Barista Joy.
You have seen those rats.
Yes.
Arrest my case.
Barista Joy, you disappoint
Thank
me, Barista
Joy. One buzz out for you there.
What is somebody's pet looking for in somebody's property?
They can be stray. They're stray dogs.
Oh,
stray.
Oh, really? Oh, really? So what about the fact that they were contaminating her produce? Why is nobody talking about that?
Who can ascertain
Have we forgotten
who's
this is a poor
that?
Woman
who's
who
to
is
say
using
that
farming
she's
to
not
survive?
The one contaminating it.
Farming.
And because she's running out of produce, she's lying. She wants to lie on the poor rats
children.
Who cannot defend themselves.
I don't like the
I
stance.
Am the defender of the
Look,
defense.
I don't like the stance you keep taking on this case, and I'm very sure it's going to sell on your career very soon. You
My career is growing every day in leaps and bounds. I am bouncing in the load every day.
And you're too stubborn. I'm tired.
Wait, my lord.
I wish you mean this thing.
My lord.
I see your face.
My lord. Can you see that I've won this case? Throw it out. Put her behind bars too because she has joined the choppers of this rat.
You should be put behind bars for the things that you are saying here in this honorable
I have been
court.
Called to the bar. I cannot go behind it.
Wait.
My lord, this case has been dismissed. Abby?
Abby what? Abigail.
My lord, she shit.
Come on,
don't go green now.
Why are we not talking about the sick children of this woman?
My lord, you remember what I tell you? My lord, you remember what I tell you before we enter this? Because she don't, you not go green or you go green.
Oh, wait. Iki, I see. Nice.
What?
So you have been trying to get closer to...
My lord, my lord, you also say my Harvard degree, they work.
How is it working?
This case is dismissed. Court.
Go no be.
Court.
But Mary and Duke Okon. Barrister Mary and Duke Okon.
Yeah.
Why haven't you mentioned the case of the children who are sick and in the hospital?
No.
Who have symptoms
your
of
client
fever.
Likes. She you likes to eat on every animals. The last
you
time.
Take a human
what did she use
for
the person
life?
The last time? Snake.
You don't stand by your
don't
client.
Don't bring that thing to my court again. All these
this
animals
is not
eaters.
Court. Who be this one? I should not be your court. Yeah, they whine me.
Come, I don't wait for you outside. Come outside now. If your name is Fetter, come outside.
My street,
come outside. No, I know they. Let's go outside. Let's go outside.
Depend on us.
All right. It's the court has closed. We just wanted to officially let you know. I'm waiting for Fetter outside, but you don't have leave her to come outside.
I got outside before you now. Waited. You know, she was saying she's trying to order something. She was pressing
me.
Phone. Do
you
what you say you're going to do inside
me.
Court. No, they shake
me.
My share
you
now.
Know me.
I know they do a
I'm a Port Harcourt girl.
I'm not saying they don't carry weapon. I know I will follow you. They,
just
you
so you know, Nigeria does not encourage violence, please. I don't know what weapons she's talking about here.
What's that thing that you're holding? What is it called?
What was that?
Me, I already said that.
It's my hand.
Because you're hitting this table just because you want to prove a point. If you spoil this table...
It's inanimate.
Okay. Voila.
You said you're hitting the table. You're saying if you spoil this table...
I knock the table. You bang the table. It's two different things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said... You people will not kill me with laughter. Which kind of basketball court be this one? We be saying if law ethics no work.
You go use that
we'll
grave
still have that focus. I bet. Now go wait for the honorable court for junction. No
court. Honorable court will be sitting on the palpitate. Sir. Honorable judge, sir. Are you okay? Because you keep reaching
girls.
For... Yes, if you are reaching for
bailiff,
help.
Bailiff, check.
How do you keep stretching your hands?
The honorable... Judge's temperature.
And the funny thing, he always comes to court with his doctor. They will check his BP every 3 seconds. So I'm just saying, if this work is so hard, you can bring somebody else. I'm just saying. But we're still taking your comments because by 11:45, we're going to switch gears. Of course, you know that from 11:45,
we can only take one
our
comment,
sponsor
actually.
Is ready.
Yeah,
so
we can only take one. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Only one because we don't have time. We're going off to our sponsored segment and there's a lot of information there for you. But let's take this one. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Cheers to life.
My honorable judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, honorable and dishonorable with you.
I'm here to defend my client.
Mm.
Who is your client?
Yes. My neighbor that he rat invaded someone's privacy.
Mm-hmm.
My lord, my name is Barrister Austin CANFGSADCPDPADABPDP.
No wonder. No
very
wonder.
Very confused chambers.
I am coming from a very low chamber.
Okay.
My lord, I'm here to tell you that I have a first degree in law.
I don't understand. What are you doing? Are you
wasting the court's time, please?
And my second degree is coming from a red.
This is a show. My lord, he wants to take your job.
So, my lord, as I'm talking to you now, is a threat on our own path for my client. For us,
and charge and bail lawyer. Charge and bail lawyer.
Yes. I'm telling you from fact, my lord, under the constitution, he has the right to self-defense.
Very good, very good, very good. Love that. Keep it coming.
Cutting the tail of the mouth is as a result of
self-defense. Very good. Love it.
The
my dear Lenny
very
colleague.
Good. Love it.
Shade,
you are very brilliant. A brilliant lawyer.
Talk secondly, my lord, it has been verified and it has been put out there that mouth is a threat and they are carrying an infectable disease.
Oh.
From there, we can protect ourselves by killing them.
Very good.
But my client has done justice for not just killing them, but just cutting them off.
She didn't kill them. Okay.
She didn't kill them, but she has tendered mercy by not killing them, my lord.
My dear learned colleague, you are speaking too much English, and this court is about to finish. We are done.
And thirdly, my lord,
go back to school.
Don't be sorry. You know what you're saying. That's
go back to school.
Don't be sorry for
my
saying
this. My dear learned colleague, you are going up, down, left, right, center. You have not made any point. Outside of this court, please. You are there. Don't do your own.
I will block you. Now, you really pass Jagulabi Street.
I didn't wait you for this door. If
you're
a sharp
mouth now,
then you're
sharp
come outside.
Now.
Don't come
outside. Motus. You go, come tell me now for us.
Wait a second.
You got my guy show now. They do I say now. You only knock me now. My lord, they see him. I go, chuan for you.
Nigeria Food does not support violence, and this court does not support violence. This court is officially closed.
Love it.
Out. Bye. All right, that's the show today, Lagos. It's Friday, so don't be dull. Don't sit at home. If you must sit at home, then make sure that sitting at home is worth it. Have friends over, have some drinks, and have a good time. Watch some new movies are out, you know, on Netflix, and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just chill. Don't do the other Netflix and chill.
Yes.
I mean, who am I to tell you what to do anyway? My name is Mary Annika. Don't forget, follow Nigerian 4 on all of its platforms on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Subscribe and download the Nigerian 4 FM mobile apps. That way, you can take us everywhere you go. And follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Eyo. Or you can look
for Mary Ann
Jikukun everywhere else. I'm on LinkedIn, by the way, and we can talk business there. All right, but you can also follow my gorgeous Feta here.
Yes, on Instagram at Feta Dynamo, on Twitter @D_Feta. I'd like to know you more.
So we'll see you guys next week. But until then, enjoy the weekend. We love you, Lagos. We love you.